police, grandma, ex-son-in-law arrested for live streaming child's rape on porn site. By Amy Farr on May 12, 2020. A man and woman were arrested recently for allegedly live streaming the rape of a one-year-old girl on a porn website March 19 in Hartford, Alabama. 19-year-old Stephen Anthony Jackson and 41-year-old Lisa Williamson were both charged with multiple felony crimes, according to Al.com. Geneva County Sheriff Tony Helms said Williamson is the one-year-old girl's maternal grandmother. While the mother and father are no longer together, Williamson still maintained a relationship with Jackson, the report noted. Last week, Helms and other investigators got a tip from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, in another state and identified the general area where the alleged crime took place. On Wednesday and Thursday, May 6 and 7, the FBI, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency and the Geneva County Sheriff's Office carried out search warrants at the suspect's two homes, the article read. Authorities said Williamson had filmed her ex-son-in-law performing sex acts on his daughter and may have been using an online subscription service to distribute the material, according to the Dothan Eagle. We did find some things we needed to look at as evidence, and that's being analyzed in Montgomery, Helms said after searching the suspect's homes. We're still early in the investigation. As of Monday, both suspects remained in the Geneva County Jail, and authorities said additional arrests could be brought in the case. Williamson's charges included sex abuse of a child under the age of 12 and the production of porn with a minor. Jackson was charged with first-degree sodomy and the production of child porn. Additionally, Williamson's bonds totaled $1.5 million and Jackson's totaled $750,000, according to the Eagle. Monday, Helms said the alleged crimes were some of the worst, adding that it was hard to describe them as anything other than evil. One of the things that bothers me is how many other cases there are like this out there just waiting on a tip from a good citizen to tell us. That's the scary part, he concluded.